Hello everyone, this is Amreen, a founder at Ubuntu Foundation, a nurturer, a social development professional and a fellow of Ori Kalankini's Fellowship Program 2020. The Ori Kalankini Fellowship brings together change makers to engage for 13 weeks in 13 micro-advocacy projects. We meet amazing people from various organizations and upskill ourselves to do advocacy in a fun way. This series of 6 episodes are for sensitizing and educating men to start thinking about creating a supportive environment for people who menstruate. We speak about what's not generally spoken, and we certainly give you a lot of questions. Today in our episode, we'll be talking about the much debated period leave. India, as a country, has seen quite a few progressive reforms in the recent past. However, menstruation has always been a taboo in our country. It is very difficult to have an open discussion about it, as people seem to get extremely uncomfortable and ye baatein to bahar kari bhi nahi jaati. Now, I have been fortunate enough to have a normal painless period most of the time. Par meri ek colleague jo thi, she suffered from extremely severe menstrual cramps and she could hardly get out of bed in the morning. So, सुबह सुबह क्या होता था, एक मैसेज आ जाता था हमारी बॉस के पास इन द मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम हर दैट शी हैज़ वेरी हाई फीवर एंड विल नॉट बी एबल टू कम इन. एंड दिस इज़ व्हेन वी हैड अ फीमेल बॉस. शी डिडंट इवन डिस्कस अ पेन विद हर मदर और क्लोज फ्रेंड्स एंड फैमिली, एंड शी वॉज जस्ट सपोज टू बेयर द पेन साइलेंटली. And if she cried out loud, she was told she has a very low threshold for pain. Dysmenorrhea, the technical term for extreme period pain, is a common problem. There are so many women out there who suffer from menstrual cramping, severe enough to interfere with daily activities. Even as women, we would judge her sometimes that she can take just a pain reliever and come. What's the big deal? Isse to bardasht hi nahi hota yaar. Her situation worsened and she started having 2-week-long periods accompanied by cramps so bad that she couldn't move for days. She bled heavily for 12 to 30 days at a time, often with only days of a break. In between, sometimes there would be lumps or clots of blood too. She would be struggling in pain, and when it became too much, she decided to consult a gynae. She finally got her fibroids removed from her uterus last year. I felt bad for not being able to understand her pain and even being judgmental about it. For so many years, women are silently suffering and working in difficult times, curling up in pain and taking painkillers in discomfort because skipping work due to a simple problem would be termed ludicrous. The talk of having to take an off because of period is humiliating for many and deters many women from paying attention to their health and makes them suffer silently. There are women who are not in favor of period leaves because they believe that such a policy would further the bias against them at the workplace, and they would need to deal with unfair treatments in the form of hiring bias, lesser pays, slower promotions and lesser participation in board meetings than already prevalent. And we can't really blame them for thinking like this, can we? Countries like Japan, South Korea, Indonesia and Taiwan have been providing female employees with paid menstrual leave dating back to World War II. However, the humiliation and shame that a woman had to undergo just to prove that she was actually on her periods led many women to avoid availing the leave altogether. Let's take the example of food delivery service Zomato. It has been lauded both in India and internationally for introducing a period leave policy for women. I also appreciate the move as a positive development in addressing the stigma that is often associated with menstruation at the workplace and Indian society at large. The question arises as to whether companies like Zomato should have the discretion to grant women period leave at all. Now, let me just quote the letter Zomato CEO Mr. Dipinder Goel addressed his employees with for period leave. While much of the language used by the used by in the statement introducing the policy is inclusive, his word of necessary advice for female employees stands out. He writes, "These leaves should only be availed if you are really unable to attend work. Do not abuse these leaves or use them as a crutch to take time out for other pending tasks. Take care of yourself. Regular focus on fitness and diet has a positive impact on every bit of your physical and mental health." The italicization of the word "really" indicates that the threshold for availing period leave is not met when women are not able to attend work. They must prove to the human resources that they are really unable to attend work. What "really" means in this context, everyone understands. Mr. Goyal seems to be warning the women who work at Zomato to not misuse this or use the policy as a crutch, he says, and ask the women who work at Zomato to take care of themselves by exercising and eating well. Ensure you are physically and mentally healthy and you will not suffer from menstrual cramps or pain. Mr. Goyal's understanding of how menstruation works is deeply problematic and highlights how men who have no uterus and have never had a period should generally refrain from dispensing advice on how women can take better care of their bodies. A post by Siobhan Fenton in The Independent said that men wait an average of 49 minutes before being treated for abdominal pain. For women, the wait is 65 minutes for the same symptoms. It's thought that this is because women are seen as exaggerating pain and being dramatic due to the sexist stereotypes. The time has come to seriously consider introducing a law that makes it mandatory for employers to grant women menstrual leave. If women need to tolerate their pain in silence just to fit in and not be outcast, then we genuinely have failed as a nation. It is important to remind ourselves that when we talk about equality at workplace, it means equality of all working conditions for men and women, and not just those that can be accepted and ignored depending on convenience. This is not a choice that women make every month. So if someone finds it difficult to be at the work for conditions not under their control, then they should simply be allowed to avail the leave. Before Zomato also, there have been period leave policies. Digital media startup Culture Machine was one of the first in India to adopt the first day of period policy in 2017 and encouraged more companies around India to do the same. They also started a petition for the Ministry of Women and Child Development and the Ministry of HRD to implement the first day of period leave across India. The company initiated the policy to provide a supportive environment to women. They realize that women with period pain cannot be at their productive best. If they take a small break and come back refreshed, it would increase the productivity in the long run. The policy also strives to overcome the taboo surrounding menstruation and allow the topic to become a part of daily parlance. In Bihar, government employees have availed of period leave policy since the 1990s. They asked for it, got it, and have been quietly availing of it since then. When asked about their experiences, whether it has meant more discrimination, have they been treated more differently, and they argued that differential treatment happened even before they had this leave. That differential treatment requires just various excuses, and this is just one excuse among men. Hope this episode gave you a lot to think about, agree or disagree, but for sure some material to think and ponder. Please do check out other episodes of this series and also other awesome series on our channel Ori Kalankini in all major podcasting platforms. See you there then.